Hey, EDU407, it's Dr. Mac here with an update about your academic vocabulary lessons. Now, let's go back to those goals. You had to choose a book and then develop a lesson plan on some of the words in that book taught through multiple exposures and multiple modalities. That's the goal. And I think people are still a little confused on the definition of what do we mean by vocabulary. Well, first, let's talk about what vocabulary is not. Vocabulary isn't sight words, it's not comprehension strategies, it's not spelling, and it's not students picking words out of their own books. First, with sight words. Yes, sight words are critically important, but the idea that "duh" is a vocabulary word isn't correct. That's not what we mean by when we're talking about how we teach and focusing on academic vocabulary. So sight words are important to teach, but that doesn't equal a vocabulary lesson. The other thing I saw a lot of in your lesson plans were the use of comprehension strategies around comprehension monitoring and trying to define unknown words using context clues or pictures. Awesome lesson plans as a strategy that good readers can use, but again, not a lesson on academic vocabulary. Saw some confusion around spelling. Again, this was with sight words as well. And this gets tough. I mean, when you're talking vocabulary words at the preschool, kindergarten level, you want them to learn and spell all their sight words, but you learn those to automaticity. That's the goal, to just recognize them without decoding, not really to delve deep in the meaning. And that's the key difference with the academic vocabulary. So even in preschool or early elementary school, you can use those words in other lessons. But if you want to focus in on academic vocabulary, what are those key words in a text that you need to teach over and over again to refer that will help them build their knowledge base? And lists are made available for you if you need them. And then the role of choice. I see this a lot, and it's not your fault. Most of you do your field work in schools that do Reader's Workshop, and a lot of teachers handle vocabulary by having students circle 5 unknown words and put them in their journals. Cool. You can do that. Again, you know, you're keeping track, you're providing agency and choice to students, but that's not a lesson on academic vocabulary. Don't let kids pick those words. Because you'll end up, if you have, say, 7 different books going, how do you know? Have you read them all? Have you picked out the best academic vocabulary words to focus in on? And so I think that's a key difference, is a lot of times these words will work best with shared texts. And what you can then, you know, if you identify those academic vocabulary words, an activity that you can do is have students take those words and look for them inside of their books. So you have a shared text, you pick out your academic vocabulary words, and then students can use those and look for those words in their independent books. That's a much better approach to using academic vocabulary in a reader's workshop with a lot of book choice than having students just randomly pick 5 words that they do not know. And finally is time. Most of you, and it's not your fault, we write lesson plans. You think of lesson plans as 40-minute blocks. But go back to the outcomes that I'm looking for. You need to teach these words, academic vocabulary words, through multiple exposures, over multiple modalities, over multiple instances. Hear that word multiple a lot? Kind of like 3 times? Yeah. So because the reason is you teach this over like a week. You don't teach vocabulary. There's no vocabulary time. You know, there shouldn't be a vocabulary workbook. You're working on words that students are going to use throughout their academic career. And you reinforce those all week. So I like having, especially in preschool, you can have your 3 to 5 words. And, you know, they might be connected to your word wall. They might be connected to a concept map in a social studies session. But the idea is choose the words and reinforce them over time. And what I got a lot of were lesson plans that were, hey, this is our quick block and here's our worksheet afterwards. I don't want you to be grading your vocabulary lessons by how well 70% of kids answered 2 questions on, you know, multiple choice questions. That's really not what that vocabulary use means. What you should be looking for is how are students using that word throughout the times that, you know, you're including them. So feel free to take your lesson plan and make it more like, hey, this is like what I'm going to be doing Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. You can break free from that mold just because there's a lesson plan template and you think you need to fit everything into a 40-minute or 60-minute or 90-minute block. Don't. Do not define learning by time. Define learning by knowledge growth.